South Africa's latest convicted data thief has somehow managed to avoid his day in court today, despite the fact that he's actually in police custody. 37-year-old Karabo Pungula was due to attend sentencing proceedings today in a commercial crime sitting in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court this morning, but he didn't actually rock up. Khomotso Modise, EWN reporter, did rock up for court today. Khomotso, good afternoon to you. What happened here? What's the story? Why is this convicted data thief not appearing in court?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So Karabo Pungula was expected to come to court today for sentencing. And, you know, we were all hoping to see his proceedings get underway, specifically because when he was denied bail last week, we heard the magistrate say this is to ensure that he actually has his day in court after not showing up three times. Well, today we heard from his legal aid representative that he's not in court, and he got a phone call from Pungula's father, who says that he called in from inside prison saying somehow the truck from the Johannesburg prison, formerly known as Sun City, did not pick him up or somehow left him at Joburg prison. And so he's there waiting to be taken to court with no one to take him. And so this was further delays in the sentencing proceedings today. And, you know, quite frankly, I mean, the state was eager to get proceedings underway with a social worker here present wanting to testify. The CEO of Experian, which is the company that Pungula stole 23 million South Africans' personal information from, he's here as well. People are here. They want sentencing to actually go ahead. But the man at the center of all of it doesn't make it to court again.
Sure, it's interesting, Khomotso. Just remind us, what exactly was he convicted of doing in terms of this data theft?
Well, Karabo Pungula is a qualified and pretty established IT man. And he has worked for a number of companies as an IT technician. And he runs a communications company that, you know, by his own claims is extremely successful, making him about a minimum of 2 million rand a month. But last year, he was convicted and found guilty of a data breach and data theft of 23 million South Africans' personal information and the information of over 700,000 companies from a credit bureau called Experian. So if Experian was handling any of my data or your data, we would be among the 23 million South Africans whose data was compromised due to Karabo Pungula's act. And so he was found. What he actually did, Mandy, was that he impersonated the CEO of a company that Experian was doing business with. And so he then got in touch with Experian somehow, and he got them to hand over that data to him, circumventing all the systems that are in place to keep from data theft. He somehow got his hands on the data, and he was planning on selling it for 4 million rand to scammers. And so, you know, the guys that will text you or call you and say, you know, we've got money here for you, or, those scams that you get by SMS. He was planning on selling the data of 22 million South Africans to scammers who would in turn use it, of course, to get money fraudulently from you and I.
Khomotso, thank you very much. Khomotso Modise, EWN reporter, did rock up for court today in Palm Ridge today, but this man who has been convicted did not appear in court today. That's how things work sometimes.